Welcome to episode 41 of Life with Mehdi. I'm going to start with a quick Model Y update. M-I-D-D-Y, Mehdi. Yeah, I don't have a VIN number yet, and I don't have a delivery date. Honestly, I think the white interior is going to hold things back. I haven't seen any pictures or videos that indicate white interior for any of the cars that have been made so far. And that's okay. I'm not going to change my order. I'm very happy with my order, as you know. I'm already saving almost $3,500. I'm not putting in a different order at this time. So let's get started with Tips and Tricks Part 1. I'm naming it Part 1 as I know there will be more for a future episode. And of course, feel free to send me yours by tweeting me at LifeMehdi or email me at lifewithmehdi@gmail.com. We'll share them in a future episode. Tonight, we're going to share 5 tips with you, and the first 4 actually all work together. They're going to build on top of each other. Number 1, succeeding in logging into Google for your web browser or YouTube entertainment app. I've seen this in a video from Andrew Leavitt, L-E-A-V-I-T-T. I'm not sure that he was the originator of this tip, but I'm giving him credit. Here's how this works. Have you tried to go to google.com or use the YouTube entertainment app and you try to sign in and you get an error message that says the browser is not secure? It is secure. The problem is, for some reason, Google's own websites don't allow a login from the Tesla web browser. There's a workaround. The workaround can be used with any website that gives you somewhere to sign in with Google or log in with Google. For some reason, that works just fine. The one that I use and I've helped my friends to use is Plex.tv, P-L-E-X.tv. There's nothing special about Plex.tv. Just because it's TV doesn't mean that's why it works with YouTube. The fact that it gives you the opportunity to sign in with Google or log in with Google, in other words, use your Google credentials to log in to Plex.tv, that alone gives Google a chance to finish the login correctly. Again, I don't know why, but this works. So here, let's go through the steps. From your Tesla browser, type P as in Paul, L as in Larry, E as in Every, X as in X-ray, dot, T as in Tom, V as in Victor, into the URL. Touch Sign In on the upper right. Don't select Sign Up. There's no need to sign up for Plex TV. Now, touch Sign In with Google. It'll be a button that's kind of thin and wide at the top of the pop-up. Enter in your Google email address and password. These will not be shared with Plex TV. They will not be stored on Plex TV. If you have two-factor authentication turned on for your Google login, you'll be prompted on your phone. Complete that step. Once that is done, there's no need to go further with any prompts for signing up with Plex TV, for them to use your login to create an account. There's no need to go any further. To test this, type in google.com for the URL. What you should see is google.com, and in the upper right-hand corner, your avatar that you created for your Google login. You're logged in. That completes tip number 1. The second tip is the voice commands list. You can go to Tesla Voice, all one word, dot Glide app, all one word, G-L-I-D-E-A-P-P, dot I-O. That will provide you with an app. You can bring it up on the browser in your car, or better to use your phone. It displays better and it's easier to use. If you want a video to show you how to use the Tesla Voice Commands List app, just look up on Tesla owners online, and Trevor Page was nice enough to make a video for us that highlights that app. As of this recording, 164 voice commands, some of them are future commands, and 210 submissions from the Tesla community. And thank you everybody who's participated. It's been a lot of fun. This list includes some very cool commands like Google local weather, Google coffee near me, Google local events, Google local grocery stores, Google local restaurants, Google local stores, and of course, Google any search string you want. What's nice is that those searches will be saved because you have already logged into Google. Also, be ready to allow the browser to share your location when you use any of the Google local commands. And of course, make your decision if you want to allow that or not. I find it very handy on road trips. Wow, wherever I am, I can have the local weather, local events, grocery stores, restaurants, where I can find coffee, stores around me. This next tip, tip number 3, builds on top of being able to log into Google. If you have a YouTube TV account and you haven't been able to access it, now you can. Once you log into Google with the earlier tip, now when you go to the YouTube app in Entertainment, you'll be able to see your channels on YouTube TV. You'll also be able to see the channels you've subscribed to on YouTube.com. How do you do either of those? On your Tesla app menu, which is the box with an arrow in the lower left of your touchscreen, it's about 3 icons over from the left currently. Select Entertainment once you've touched that. Now, touch on the large YouTube icon. It'll be red, and currently, as of 2020.8.1, it's in the upper right-hand corner. Now, you should see you're logged into YouTube. You should see it in the upper right-hand corner of the screen. If you have a YouTube TV subscription, touch the 9 little boxes icon. It's near the upper right. And then from that list, select YouTube TV. Ta-da! Now you can get to your YouTube TV account right from your Model 3. And of course, because you succeeded in logging into Google, you can actually play things now. Tip number 4 is meant for those of us who have a YouTube TV account. If you are not paying for YouTube TV at this time, this one won't be helpful for you, so you can kind of skip over it. Those of us, though, that use YouTube TV, and you get to a channel, and it won't let you play that particular show, usually it's a sporting event, because it requires to know your current location to know if you can watch it. And it's frustrating because it's telling you, hey, tell me what the location is, but there's no way to kick that off. There is a way around it. The browser doesn't provide the GPS location info to YouTube TV, but follow these steps and you'll fix the problem. Step 1, touch the avatar in the upper right. That's where your login is currently displayed. Now touch Settings. For some reason, when that menu pops down, I don't know why, but I usually have to touch it once, twice, maybe 3 times to get it to now pop up this additional screen. It's a pretty large pop-up. Look to the left. There'll be a list of options. You want to touch Area. Now it's going to display Home Area and Current Playback Area. Quite likely, Current Playback Area is set to Unknown. Now touch Update for the Current Playback Area. Get ready with your phone. Have it handy. Now, on the Tesla screen, touch Update with Mobile. There'll be a button there. Once that happens, you're going to need to switch to your phone. You can either have the YouTube TV app installed, or you can use the phone's web browser. Either one. I'll start with the YouTube TV app. It's the one with the red rectangle with no rounded edges and a smaller horizontal line underneath the rectangle, so it looks like a TV on a stand. Make sure you log in. Touch the avatar where you have logged in, and now it'll drop down a menu, touch Settings. Now touch Area, and touch Update next to the current playback area. You'll need to wait up to 30 seconds to see the Tesla screen indicate that the current playback area has been updated. Now, if you do this from your phone's web browser, you'll need to go to tv.youtube.com/verify. V as in Victor, E as in Every, R as in Robert, I as in Ice Cream, F as in Frank, Y as in Model Y. Now log in. Once you log in, touch the Next button. Then it's going to say, welcome to the whatever area you are in, and wait up to 30 seconds to see the Tesla screen indicate that the current playback area has been updated. From this point on, you can now watch those shows without any problem. Now, when you drive to someplace else, you'll have to do this update again so that you can continue to watch what you're allowed to watch in a different area. That's four tips down, one more to go. Have you ever tried to change the home or work address on the navigation in the car? Yeah, you've struggled with that too. I struggled with this until I found something on YouTube that showed me how to do it. I'll share it with you now. It's simpler than you think. Look at your screen where the map is displayed, upper left-hand corner where it says Navigate, and a little caret to the side. Touch there. Now you're going to see Home, Work, Hungry, Lucky. Touch and hold on the Home button. Now you'll see a pop-up. It'll show you what Home is currently set to, a Cancel button, and a Clear Home button. So you can press either of those buttons. You can touch up on what's displayed as your current home, and you can type. You can replace what's there, clear it out, and then just start typing, and it'll come up with a list of things that are close, whatever you need to do there. That's how you change your home setting in the navigation. You do exactly the same thing with the Work button. Same steps. All right, there are five tips and tricks. I'm glad to have shared these with you. I hope that these help you get more enjoyment out of your Model 3 and soon Model Y. Thanks for listening, and always remember, empower others. You'll never live life on empty. Talk to you next time.